Friday the 21st of November, Kof Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Moshe Halpin Shlita, Oren in the Hold, How Kohanim Can Fly.
Story in one of the blood libels, and my Jewish history is not so good, so I don't work by the day, but blood libel of one of them, where anti-Semitism there was very strong, and the prosecutor was trying to impress on the judge that by Eden, a non-Jew is not considered a human being, and therefore it would make sense that Eden would kill a Goy or Goyish, a child, to take the blood for the masses, sort of a ludicrous time. One of the things that the prosecutor bought, again, I know it's called Tuchem, might have been a Meshimet, a Gemura, which is Ethel Fletcher and Bumatia, that's Kifi Daladam Advice. The Gemura says there that Rabbi Bavia found that you are Novi in a Goyish cemetery. After the aftermath of the few shamas that he had in very saluchas, and then he asked him, Adyanovi is a Pinchas, Adyanovi is a Koyan, what are you doing in a cemetery? So Adyanovi answered him, Tami we learned in the Braise, the Shimon ben Yechai Omer, Kevrayim Shalakim Eino Metamim, that a Goyish body is not Metamim. Shenemach, the Pusik says in Yechesko, the Ekain Tzoyni, Tzoyn Marisi, Udam Atem. It means that Klal Yisrael, my sheep, are considered, Udam, are considered human beings. Atem Kriyim Udam, Vein Atem Kriyim Udam. A very discriminating Gemurah, that Goyim are not considered human beings. So, Mezuchach, I don't know who it was, Einef from the Gedolim at that time, the Meir Shapira, answered the prosecution that there's various lashonos of the way a human being is described in called in Nach, Udom, Enoish, Geva, Ish. And he said, my dictic is not my strong point. They said that in all the other lashonos, there is such a thing as in the singular and in the plural, Anushim, Gevurim. But he said Udom you can't say in the plural. And he said you can see that this blood libel had to do with the Said in France, so yeah, where Bailet was in France, and yet the whole world, Ali Eden, Russia, wherever it was, it didn't only affect the people of his community or his town, it affected, you look, Eden all over. But why? Because Eden are considered as a one person. That was the shame to one Yid, even if it's another side of the planet, of the world. It's people consider that this is their own surah. That is something which is not do by Eden, Mishtu Bagod. The master we see from the Gemara brings the Pusik. Where do we see by Timur that it says the word Udom? Pusik is in the Bamidbar. Zoyt hatoyru Udom yomis ba'oyel kalabu el oyel chalashe ba'oyel yitmo shivat yomim. So we see from here that not only when someone touches a mess, if someone is in one oil together with a mess, one becomes Tumma. Now, for argument's sake, if there would be a mess over here, for the person, in this Medrash, a Kohen would not allow to come into the Shiel. Would a Kohen be allowed to go in the Vav Shiel? I don't know where it is, but if it's on top, upstairs, okay, but if it would be on the, if there is a Luch HaZazoy, if there is no hole leading from this floor to that floor, which is a Paseach Tefach, a Tefach al Tefach, which is 8 or 10 centimeters square, that means it's closed off all over, there's no problem, even if there would be an opening, but it would be closed with a door, as long as there's a door to go out from this way, I mean the mess wouldn't have to go out through that hole, it would also be okay. So the master, if there's two floors, yeah, there's a lot of al aluchas which come into it, of the pastas, if there's a mace on one floor. Kohen is allowed to go on the other floor, tread the pastas. And if he comes to the mace, one has to ask the shalat, because there's a lot of complications with the gutters of the shetarang. So one is allowed to go on the other floor. The choyre, what's the shalat, which we're discussing about? It's also something which is tachdu and name in the poskim, whether it is a gross inyan to bring a nifter from chitzus to Eretz Yisrael or not, whether there's a difference between tzedikim and not such tzedikim. Of the matter, through all the generations of Mugzein as Moskinim and Yanti Ravinim and Yosef Atzadik of Mugzinim and Kanez Yisrael in hand, there's also lots of people, the Achamai Vesem Shuna, those who are not very familiar with the Chaim Chayitam, to live in Eretz Yisrael, want that they should be brought to Eretz Yisrael, the Tvira. So the question is whether Kohen is allowed to travel, fly, in an airplane where there's a mace in the hole. The Chayla, I don't know from what we said, why should there be a problem? It's not on the same floor. The Kohen, the mess is on the, if you want to call it, the ground floor, and the Kohen is sitting on in the first floor, and we assume, I don't know, I haven't spoken to someone who designs airplanes, that there isn't a chute or a hole, for whatever reason, which is a stay of paper from the hole to where, to the cabin, to where the oil is. It's quite possible that there isn't such a hole. So the Kohen, what?
There is? Yeah, it can open it.
Oh, I'm still. Yeah, there is between the hole.
If
something
happens in the hole, you always be able to
get down to where the luggage is. Yeah, but it's closed.
Closed.
Oh no. So what I said is, if there would be a door and it's closed, but it has to stay closed. What I'm saying is, for the meals or whenever they open up. Oh, if it's closed, and there is a door to take out the mess from the hole, that also isn't a problem. For example, if there would be a Vabashil over here and it would be closed, yeah, there wouldn't be a hole up, say a paper open, as long as there's a door that you can take the mess out without getting them, that would be a case. As long as there isn't an open hole of a paper, I don't know exactly how they are designed, so that's just it. The choyre, there isn't. Timur to be contained in an oil, which he said that if there's a mace over here, one can be in the Vavashil, the roof would have to have a halucha of an oil. To have a halucha of an oil, it would have to be a teitzach chai, which is 8 or 10 centimeters. If, for example, there would be a mess, even buried 500 yards in the ground, in the earth, but he would be covered with earth till the top, then although you can have 500 yards down, that's called timur tzitzah, and timur tzitzah, which is like a compressed timur, is the path for oil that can travel through whatever it is. For there to be a din of oil that is choytus, there would have to be a tefer chai. So oil has got a chimra and has got a killer. Oil has got a chimra, that although the mace is lying in the other end and the coin is over here, if it's in one roof, it's maybe a satimah. It's got a killer that if there is a mace over here, one can be on the second, on the first floor, even mamash above it, because there's an oil which is choices. But if there wouldn't be a gap of a taser high, then we would say timur atzitzah, the kaas v'oil. Noch haklau, which the Mishnah says in the Halas Parikov, Mishnah Aleph, is that kalim are not choices. That means that although if you would have a mace, or even a slice of a mace on one side of the floor, you'd have kalim on the other side, you'd have a plank of wood, which is a tape of high, a tape of wide, it would be maybe a satimah, yeah? So though the kalim are not touching the mess, you've got a mess over here and kalim over here, and you've got a plank of wood, which is a tape of wide and a tape of high, which other tape, it's maybe a satimah. Here then, if you have something on top of the plank of wood, yeah, it would be quite a bit more similar to the plank of wood, which is a tape of high, and a tape of wide will as if it would be a proper oil, a proper flour, we would say also, like it's maybe a satema, it's choice.
No,
now we're talking about the mason of hope. There was another shala when the Hogel Besk was. Okta shala.
It's a bit
of a different shala. A lot of the shalas which I'm going to speak about apply also to that shala also. Now we're talking about when the mess is in the hole. It's also a shala, and there was a time when there was such a problem for security reasons or whatever, for a few months. They were flying then in Tel Aviv over the part of the Beskurus and Chulin again of Hashal. So a cloud, which the Mishnah says in the Holos, by Kul Mishnah Alot, is that kelim are not choices they are similar. So if you have a keli which is on top of a mess, although the keli would be a tefach wide and it would be a tefach high, a gap over the mess, if there would be something on top of that keli, it would not be choices b'nei atimah. Noch haklau in the holos peikid gimel mishnah hay is even something that's not a keli but it's mekabel timah. Something which is metabol timah cannot be choices b'nei atimah. Which makes sense. Something which in itself is metabol timah is choices b'nei atimah. So for example, even something which is not a keli, shite klei matchus, utsunsi metal, which sort of metal don't have to be a keli, even if they're a plain sheet of metal, as long as they're for a certain usage, they're metabol timah. So a plain sheet of metal would not be choices b'nei atimah. Why? Because since the mace would be metamah, the metal, it would let the timah go through. The Gemara in various places says that a kli eitz, a keli which is made out of wood, has got a certain limitation. Although it's metabol timah, there's a tnai that for it to be metabol timah, it has to be metalpo mule v'reiton. That means it has to be something which the usage of is that it moves around, both when it's empty and when it's full. So for example, a tzurim shafer, which might be moved around when it's empty, but when it's full of tzurim, it's highly unadvisable to move it around because the tzurim shafer would break. So although it is a mekabel, it's a keli, it can contain tzurim, since it's not metalpo mule v'reikon, it's not mekabel timah. Why is it so? Because the first where we learn out that a clay eight is mekabel timah is in the parsha of Shrutim in Vayikru Yid Aleph Lamed Beis. It says, "V'choyr asher yifal ulav mehem b'moytom yitmu." Any tailor which a shaler, one of the Shmoneh Shrutim, will fall on it will become timah. Mekal clay eight, which is wood, oy beged is something that's woven, oy oil, which is skin, leather. Or a sack, which is a sack which is made out of hair. The Gemara's Darshan, Ma sack, Metalpo Mule V'Reikon. A sack is meant to carry around, whether it's a sack of potatoes or a sack of water, whatever, of tvia, whatever. It's meant to carry around even when it's full. So also, clay ace is only Metalpo Timur when it's Metalpo Mule V'Reikon. The Gemara says that only applies to ace, because ace is written in the same pusik as sack. Whereas even kli chelus, which is in the next pusik, the whole kli chelus are shigifel mehem, but kli chelus earthenware, it does not apply that klal that the keli has to be metal mule v'reikon, which is not so relevant for what we're talking now about. But kli matchus, which is something which we want to get to, is also not mentioned in that parsha. That's mentioned in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph Chof Beis. After the Mechemes Midian, it says over there, Ach es hazuov, ves hakeser, ves hanachoshet, ves habazel, ves habdil, ves roifuret, which is the six kinds of metals which were in those times, says there that those which became tumah need the tahara. So we learn from there that klimatus is mekabel tumah. There is no pusik which says dimi desak, so klimatus is mekabel tumah. Even if it's a thematus, which is not metalful, it's not movable when it's full. Although we said that a keler is not choitus b'nei atimah, and the halucha is that not only a keler which is Makabal Timur, but even a Keli, which is not Makabal Timur, is also a Bnei HaTimur. What Keli is not Makabal Timur? Al Pi Alucha, only those substances which are mentioned in the Torah are the Makabal Timur. So he said wood, earthenware, metal, Kliglule Mikle Avunim, stone, Kelim made from stone, is not Makabal Timur. You can have a glass or a soup plate which is made out of stone, and that's not Makabal Timur. So if you have such a plate in the air, a paper high from the head, and there would be something on top of it, it would also not be choices of Makabal Timur, although the plate itself is not Makabal Timur because it's made out of stone. Apobikan, since it's a Kela, it's not Makabal Timur. Yet, a Kli S, which is not metalful mule veraytom, for example, a Turim Shafer, which we said that's made out of wood, which when it's full, it's not moved around, such a thing would be choices b'fnei HaTimur. So if you would have such a keli in the air above a mess or zayis min hametz, and there would be a tefach oil between the mess or the zayis min hametz to the Turim Shafer, and there would be something on top of the Turim Shafer, or rather in the Turim Shafer, it would be choices b'fnei HaTimur. Why? Because a keli by S is defined in the Torah that it has to be something that's metalfen mule v'reiton. If it's not metalfen mule v'reiton, is it nifkagavon within keli? It's considered al pi Torah as if it's not a keli anymore, because a kli S has to be metalfen mule v'reiton. A S which is not metalfen mule v'reiton is nishkan keli. So al kapunem a duva tua which is in the Turim Shafer is considered as if it's in the oil b'fnei atzmo. Lav dafka eis a kli avunim, which is not mekabel timur at all, which is noch geringer vi kli es. Yes, we said as long as it's got a halucha of a keli, although it's not mekabel timur, but it's a keli, it's not chotis b'fnei atzmo, but al pi kal v'chomer would apply the same killer as we say by S, like a S which is not mechalkel mule v'reiton that nifka v'din keli and sechoytet v'chomer. So kli gelulim is kli avunim, although when they are considered a keli they are not choytet v'chomer, although they are not mechalkel timur in their own right, but if they are such a sort of a keli which is not mechalkel mule v'reiton, yeah, which you don't move around when it's full, a stone keli which you don't move around when it's full, or if it would be such a heavy stone keli which you wouldn't even move around where, even when it's empty, the chavada, it would be choitzit b'fnei HaTimur. Now the question which the Paskim of Pontius and nowadays generation, because Shenduah says it's true, and the Chashol can speak about it, what is the halucha of the new metals which scientists have found out over the last whatever 100 or 200 years, including aluminium? Is aluminium considered a metal? If it is a metal, then it's Makabal Timur, and regardless of whether it's Metalfum Mula Vereikon, it's since it's Makabal Timur, Bishnatma, is a Savada, Nishchaitis Bishnatima. Or do we say, since the Torah lesson in Tarshish Matas, which we said before, states clearly, it doesn't say matzah, it says Zuav, Kesev, Nechoyshev, Basel, Bedil, Voyekur, as a construction engineer. Oh, so a construction engineer would know that there's a difference in metals. The question is, maybe Dafka only these six metals, but if now someone came out and invented a new kind of a metal, like aluminium, aluminium should not be metabolic in a. The Shala doesn't only apply to Tzimut Tzalim, it applies to Chodesh Tzvilas Kalem, and to a lot of other halukas. Is aluminium considered a metal or not? Is the Pazim Chesh Vaifet Mitzidoi would have been noite lehoku, but he said he asked Shmina Ruv, and Shmina Ruv says that there is Mesipik, even a Shmachir Dam. Igas Moish and Yerzei Chelik Beis, Tzimut Kish Tzimut Tzalim, is noite lehoku, that these new metals are not considered a metal. So L'choyre, one of the shalot that we would have to, which would apply to here is, a plane is basically made out of aluminium, because aluminium is strong and light. There are parts of it, the joints and the screws, which rust, is what they call it? Rust. Which are made out of metal. But the basic tailor is made out of aluminium. There's a very nice tshuva which Ben Berkowitz wrote at the time when there was the shala about flying over the Beskuras. So he took advice on exactly how the plane is made and what aluminium is made out of. But basically it's made out of aluminium. If aluminium is not considered a matzah, then it's not mekabel timmer. If it is considered a matzah, then it is mekabel timmer. If it is mekabel timmer, then the timmer goes through the matzah, and it's not choytet the pnei ha-timmer. The question is, even if we would hold, like the Moshe, that aluminium is not considered a matzah, is an aeroplane considered the Talpo Mula Vareta? The choyla, an aeroplane moves around,
yes,
even when it's full. Obviously, if it wouldn't move around when it's full, it would be a disaster. Yet there's a Gemura, which the Gemura says that a Sfina, a ship, is a figure in Shabbos of Chaygimelum Abayt, Chaydanazam Adalas. The Gemura, the Mishnah, and the Gemura discusses whether a ship is mekabel timmer or not. And according to one opinion, the Mishnah says that it depends on what it is made out of. If it's made out of wood, it's not mekabel timmer. If it's made out of earthenware, a sfina shel chedek, it is mekabel timmer. Why? Because the it's not metalful. A sfina is not moved around when it's on the land. Yeah, it's not moving around the land. So it's not a metalful mulavereton. So if it's shall et, it's nish mekabel timmer. If it's shall chedek, it's yom mekabel timmer. The Tosfos asks, it's because it moves around in the sea. The Tosfos says, kim de ikke hilicha machmas hamayim, although one would use oars also to make it move, ikke hilicha machmas hamayim, which is a little shvetz of a stein, because if in a river, Maile, you can go canoeing, the stream takes you, but in the sea, if you wouldn't have the oars, or nowadays the machine, I don't think you would end up anywhere. The Tosfos says, in the days from the Sigis HaGemura, that a hilach Al Yidei Hamayim is not considered a hilach. Yet the Gemara says that if you have a wagon which carries stones, which a human being can't move around, you'd have to have two oxen to move it around. Tiltul Al Yidei Shvurim is considered the tiltul. So you'd have a wagon made out of wood, which is meant to carry heavy stones, which the human being himself will push around, yet through animals, tiltul Al Yidei Shvurim is considered a hilach. The Chazon Ish Yeredaya Reishit Aleph Sipkut Mches questions whether the moving around of a car or a train or an aeroplane is considered that the person is moving around. When one presses the accelerator, you feel as if you're moving the car. Actually, you're not pushing the car. Exactly how it works, you're pouring petrol on the fire, and that causes an explosion, and that makes something move around, and that moves through the car. The master, the person is not moving a car, although he feels as if it's a grummer, which is boilum, that makes the car move. Is that considered a tiltor alidei udom or not? And the chazmish, the chiddush is noter that it's not considered a tiltor alidei udom as far as Hilchas Timur Tahal is concerned. So, if we assume that aluminium is not a metal, it's as if it would be kli glulim, and we would also take on the Chazon Ish view that a tiltul of an aeroplane is not considered tiltul al bei udam, then we could have a sad lehukul that the plane actually itself, without any other patent, would not be choitzet between the hold and the cabin. But if, I think most people, tovel, kalim, who are made out of aluminium, because we're choishes that aluminium is metal, And we also would not take on the chiddush of the Chazon Ish that tilpul through a machine is not considered a tilpul if either of these things are the nemnu nechemer. That means either aluminium is metal, or even if it's not metal, it is considered a tilpul, then there would be a problem. One of the things which they invented or tried to invent to help out as an additional eiser to be choitzes with nechemer is that the urim is put into, I'm not exactly sure how it looks, I haven't seen it myself, and at the moment Elal doesn't do it themselves, it's given into a big package company, so trying to find it a bit difficult to either to get in or to try and get hold of it. But from what I understood from the Peshul Blitz to ladies, the thing is that there's what is the urn itself is made out of wood, that's what everyone can see, maybe
the business. The metal.
What?
Inside metal.
Where?
In the box.
No, that's the urn, yeah. The urn itself.
No, in the urn is the metal.
Okay, but the urn itself is made out of wood, yeah. So it's also metal timber, but the urn itself is definitely metal from all over the place. Yeah. What they do is they've got a sheet of cardboard which they put the urn on. It's folded on all four sides. Yeah, it folds on the urn, and then on the top it folds again, and they leave the paseach tefer, they leave the 8 or the 10 centimeters above the urn. What's the mala of that is? First of all, the cardboard is not made out of metal. Whether the cardboard is considered wood or not is a machlekes, and the reader in Yerubayat in Yunus Simek Yifhai speaks about paper which is made out of wood, whether that's got halucha of kli'et, or his Talmud, Shiva Mahada in Chelik Gimel Simen Shin Samach Dalet, argues with him, since the eight is not noticeable anymore, it's changed completely, it's been recycled, so it hasn't got halucha of Nagai Legabasach halucha, but let's assume that it's not considered eight anymore, so the material, the substance of what this box is made out of is not metal timber. The question is, we said a keli, even if it's not metal timber, if it's metal to mula veraikon, it's not choitzes b'fnei timber. So the way it's designed to be, and again I'm not sure that's the way the master done, is that this sheet is not in the choyle, is not a keli, it's a flat sheet. After it's folded on all four sides, the question is, if it would be stuck together in its joints, it become a tailor. What they say, that the way it's supposed to be designed by the designer, whether that's the way someone practices is another color, is that it's tied around with a string, which is not metal timber, made out of plastic or whatever, and so the atom, it's a flat piece which has just been folded, not stuck at its joints, and it's got a string which is not metal timber to tie it around, and they assume that such a thing is not considered a case. Problem is that places in Shabbos on the Chimron base, the Gemara said there that although woven cloth has to have a certain size for it to be metal timber, if it's something which is made into a tailor, for example, even if it's a garter or something which is used as a vegas, even if it hasn't got three etzbos or three tzvuchim, it's also mekabel timur. The etzbos vegas is also one of the things mentioned in the same pusik as eitz or sak. So a vegas would also have to be mekabel timur of reitzim. So if it's something which is a proper vegas, which the person moves around in it when he's inside, it's mekabel timur. Mula veraytum, but how? What tilful mule is there in something which is a thin thing which cannot be metabol anything? So, places even something which is very small, you can fold into it a small diamond or a small a pin or needle and fold it and be metabol it. So that's considered metabol mula veraytum. So we see from places that even something that's flat, if the usage of it is to fold around something, that's considered a tilful mula veraytum. In the choyle, zeichnish, what they've earned by making this patent. Another thing which I thought of, and I spoke to the one of the Minchim in Aholis Netzur, someone called the Rebbe Yonis Lombard, actually someone who speaks only English, he's a big Minchim in Aholis, and he said, he also thought about this, the Pesach paper, the gap of paper which they leave, is only left on top. On the side, yeah, and on the bottom, there's no Pesach paper, they only leave that on top. So when the plane is horizontal, straight horizontal, you've got the Pesach paper on top. But planes to arrive to another country have to go up. No, down, I have to go up and have to go down. I thought the plane goes down this way, but it's not. It actually goes down the same way as it goes up. So that's, if it would go down with the nose down, it would dive, it would crash. But now when it goes up, now when it goes down, it goes at a slant. If it's at a slant, you've got here the Urim, and here you've got the Pesach Pesach. Once you go at a slant, and you've got part of the mess, which is at the corner of the Urim, on top over here, you're okay, going up. You haven't got a spare paper, so what's happening off the end? So the choler, they would have to make a spare paper all around and around, which they don't. So there is something in the a complicated halucha which says that shapiei ohulim per hulim. If you've got a tent or a marquee, which people nowadays more know what that is, which is obviously high, more than a paper, otherwise people wouldn't be able to make chasms inside. But it goes down at a slant. The question is, when it reaches at a slant, the bottom of the slant, it reaches to a place where there isn't a Pesach Pesach high. Is that considered part of the oil? So the halacha is that Shapir Yohulim, Koy Hulim. That since this is part of one oil, even if actually over here there isn't a Pesach Pesach, it's considered this. So what someone wanted to argue is, since over here you have got a Pesach Pesach, although over here you haven't got, it's considered Shapir Yohulim. It's a very complicated halacha, and Shapir Yohulim, some say, is only something tata which goes at a slant, but if you would have a small little hole going into an oil, it doesn't apply. Others say Shapir Hulam is only an oil kuvia, which is a proper structure, or you built up a little, in a keli, like this, one doesn't say it. So lechoyle, that would be a problem. There's another thing which is more of a shala in the previous challenge finishing, is going over a cemetery. There's another problem which is called oil zuris. The halacha is even something which is not metabol timur, yeah, and is not a metal mulavereton. But if lamasa now it's in the middle of the movement, it's not metabol timur. So that would be an additional shala which there will be when the plane is flying over a cemetery. Here there isn't such a shala, because the halacha of oil zuris is only when something is station and something is flying, it doesn't, it's not choitus. Where here, the mess and the coin are both flying together, so the chimra of oil zuris would not apply over here.